sing, want to dance? Talk radio. The news being discussed on News Talk Radio. That's a lot of what we focus on this hour of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler as we talk about what you are talking about. Maybe a few surprises in here this hour, and that's a good thing. Because, after all, aren't we really tired of Ted Cruz at this point? Yes.
Yep.
Yes, yes. Yep, yep, yep. Yoo-hoo. All right. The Army has a new tattoo policy, and water was discovered on Mars. Maybe if we have played our cards right here, we'll get into that during this hour of the Good Day program. Well, I don't produce it. Kenny does, along with folks at Talkers.com, the weekly three-hour talk radio countdown show, which has a lot of elements in it that you hear here and elsewhere, because we're reviewing what a lot of the talk programs, that's what Kenny does. Kenny needs to get a life. He spends all of his days, all of his nights, listening to this program and that television program.
But it's Friday. I get to unplug for the weekend.
Yes, you do. All right. So the House has been planning to roll out their plan for raising the debt limit, and that's going to happen today. Whoops, wait a minute. Not so fast, Duggar. Some of the Republicans have complained that the proposal did not include deep enough cuts or significant enough changes to entitlement programs that they've promised their constituents. And yours truly thinks probably many of these cuts are a good idea. House Speaker Boehner had been planning to use the House debt limit proposal to force a delay in Obamacare, which will go into effect on Tuesday. But now the House is going to have to spend the weekend on the Senate's amended version of the House's bill to avert a government shutdown, which could happen on Tuesday if they don't get their acts together. I don't mean acts, you know, A-C-T together.
More than one act.
But I think there is, yeah, I think there are probably a few A-X-E's grinding away out here as well. Here's host Bob Montgomery talking to Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana about the possibility that government will be shut down next week. No, say it isn't so.
You know, this issue is something we've dealt with seemingly time and again over the last several years. We deal with these continuing resolutions. Sometimes they come and go with very little fanfare because it's handled ahead of time. But this time we're dealing with another potential government shutdown. Kind of the $64,000 question. Do you think a shutdown will happen?
I certainly hope not. It looks like we'll be sending a funding bill over to the House here in the next day or so. And I'm very hopeful that as soon as they sign off on it, we'll be able to move forward. The concerns are obviously things like veterans receiving their disability payments for their injuries, military pay. And so this is as serious as it gets. And I'm hopeful that, you know, we can have disagreements over various policies, but we shouldn't make the rest of the country suffer for that.
Of course, the question today is, while the Senate can certainly agree to one thing, the House may not agree with what the Senate sends over. And I know there has been some fast-track movement giving at least the possibility of some sort of resolution coming out of this. But the House has already made it clear that it wants Obamacare defunded. As far as you're concerned, is that a non-starter?
That won't happen simply because, you know, that's already law. We've had election after election after that, and you know, it's like trying to turn back the clock. My belief has always been, look, there's people on the left who don't want to even try to fix any parts of it. There's people on the right who want to completely defund it. My feeling is, it's like Senator Susan Collins, my Republican partner. We're sponsors of a bill that makes it so that a work week is 40 hours is full time. I'm also for the medical device tax repeal. And so my belief is, if you're looking at this, let's fix those things that may not be perfect, but let's get coverage for those with cancer who have never been able to get insurance coverage before. Let's keep making sure that seniors can save over $175 million just in Indiana alone last year on prescriptions. So my idea is, you know, let's fix what may not be working and let's take the best of it.
What do you think of the Senator Ted Cruz filibuster, especially given the fact that hours later he voted in favor of the bill he was trying to slow down?
That was pretty inexplicable. I was the beneficiary of 4 hours in the chair monitoring it, and you know, my focus is, it shouldn't be about us individually. It should be about the people back home, making sure we can give them certainty make sure we can give our businesses certainty. And so looking in that respect, that to filibuster for 22 hours and then an hour or two later vote against everything you said the last 22 hours was hard to make sense of.
Not exactly a good deal for those who are listening anyway. All right, so Ken Kessler monitors social media. That's the material that gets to us, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Talkers at Good Day, Good Day. That would be Twitter at Good Day Show. So what do we have, Kenny, with regard to Ted Cruz, no Obamacare, government shutdown, that sort of thing?
Sheila says, I say that continuing this oppressive government is the failure. If they shut down, they'll be forced to end the wars for profit.
Yeah.
That'd be nice to think.
There is a lot of war for profit, that's for sure. A lot of stuff to be said for that comment. Yep.
Ryan says, ugh, I cannot believe that they're doing this. Get to work, Congress. Do your job.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Double egg.
with a lot of U's. And Elaine says, members of Congress should have their pay withheld for each day the government is shut down. Hear, hear.
Yeah, that was one of the main themes the last time government shut down. Didn't get anywhere, but at any rate. 888-302-3684. As we continue to focus on the issues of the day here, wake up, rise, and shine time. About 13 to change past the hour on Good Day.
Musicians, over 700 products representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJing lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. These all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Friday, the 27th of September, is upon us. Ah, can you believe the end? Have you had another exciting week of all kinds of things, including conversation? First full week of fall. How are you doing in that department? Are you keeping your head away from the thoughts of winter? Let's hope. depending on where you're living, I suppose. We are having conversation about Ted Cruz. I sure don't want to prolong this, although there are a lot of people who want to be heard on this still as we wrap up the week. So we'll get some calls in here at 888-302-3684. Here are hosts Roe and Lauren Kahn. Actually, they aren't married, are they? I think Roe Kahn
and
Lauren.
No, it's Kahn and Cohn.
Kahn and Cohn. I think that'd be a better name for the program, right? Kahn and Cohn. Don't be Kahn, listen to Cohn. Anyway, here they talk to Rick Klein from ABC about the 21-hour talkathon Ted Cruz managed to pull off. And again, an overview of what he did or didn't accomplish.
Other than this being about Cruz, what was this about, Rick?
Well, that's hard to make the second piece on this list. But there is a segment of the country, and it's inside the Republican Party for the most part, that feels like Obamacare is a terrible, horrible thing, and that politicians who aren't doing literally everything in their power to stop it are falling short in their promise. And so Ted Cruz, in addition to helping Ted Cruz in this, was giving voice to that. And that's why you saw those tweets that were on there very supportive of it. It's not a majority of the Republican Party. It's not a majority of the country. But there's a segment out there that feels like even a government shutdown is worth it when it comes to stopping Obamacare and when it comes to stopping the Obama agenda.
Well, and many Republicans also fear that if there is a government shutdown, in this case, they'd be blamed for it.
Yeah, that's the concern, and that's why Ted Cruz got a public lashing from fellow Republicans. John McCain went on the Senate floor just moments after Ted Cruz was, with a bit of a history lesson about what they all did to try to stop Obamacare. And there's just really no appetite inside most of the Republican Party to shut down the government over this. But Ted Cruz and the folks who are following him, a relatively small number in the Senate and a small number in the House as well, but that's sizable enough to make a difference, perhaps. They feel like they want to take this fight all the way to the distance.
And, Rick, there's a larger problem here, obviously, with Ted Cruz, too, because, you know, here we have a Republican Party that just learned from the last election that, you know, you can talk about how Mitt Romney's a moderate, but the fact that was that a lot of that election was fueled by the far right, by Tea Party ideas, and Ted Cruz is really enjoying the spotlight, and Ted Cruz doesn't always speak respectfully of the opposition, and Ted Cruz is polarizing, and, you know, we've got people like Chris Wallace of Fox News saying the minute he mentioned that Ted Cruz was going to be a guest on his show, he got a ton of calls from members of Congress saying, please don't book him, and they were Republican members of Congress.
Yeah, that's right. They're stopping a lot of opposition research on him. Here's the thing. Inside the Republican Party right now, you can't suffer in a primary for being too anti-Obama or too anti-Obamacare. So there's no incentive to feel like you're doing anything to help the president whatsoever, even if that anything is just basic governance, like keeping the government open and funding government programs. So you have this disincentive toward any cooperation and a big incentive to an up-and-coming politician like a Ted Cruz who won in a primary that he wasn't supposed to win last year, like the gentleman is running against Mitch McConnell in Kentucky right now, Matt Bevin, a Tea Party challenger. He feels like he can make an argument that Mitch McConnell's doing too much to go along to get along, which is not something that Mitch McConnell is usually accused of when it comes to President Obama.
All right. So just as an overview, so those of you know about support for the Tea Party, because that seems to be what a lot of this discussion is about, 22% of those who are polled in the Republican Party say they support what is going on. A lot of people in general are not necessarily with the conservative movement, but when it comes to this sort of thing, I'm of a mind that there are certain things in the Tea Party that are of value, and that's the continuing scrutiny of how much money we're spending, and so that's why there's something good probably about a discussion of a government shutdown. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA. HempProtein.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Continuing resolution here on the Good Day program is to bring you as much information to chew on as we can, and you figure out what it means to you. If you have an opinion, help yourself. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. We're talking about Ted Cruz. Let's get some callers on the air here, starting with John, who's in Pennsylvania. Not a big fan of Obamacare, but apparently not a big fan of Ted Cruz either.
I think they shouldn't be filibustering in the Senate, but that's not the proper way to go about it. I agree that Obamacare is not the way to go, but I think that this is probably an improper way of getting rid of Obamacare. But they should go ahead and have a vote on it and let the Senate then work with the bill that they received from the House. And if they're going to take a section on Obamacare and defunding Obamacare, then take it back to the House and let the House deal with it there rather than filibustering. But I think that the Republicans are going to have to wait until November of next year when we kick the Democrats out to do something about Obamacare.
Oh, really? Okay, sir. Good luck to you on that. 888-302-3684, Republicans and their strategy. James in Massachusetts likes Senator Cruz.
I think Ted Cruz is positioning himself, obviously, to be the next president of the United States. I'm very encouraged by someone who's taken a stand. And he might not win the vote at the end of the day, but isn't it more important to take a stand for the American people? When you take a stand for what is right, I think you can't lose. And, you know, when you look at Barack Obama's record, he votes present a lot of the time in his past history. And I think this is just very refreshing. And I think the American people should take notice of this man and look at him. He has good leadership like Reagan, I think. I think this is something that the country needs, a strong voice.
All right, sir. 888-302-3684. It's Bob's turn from New York on Ted Cruz.
You know, I wouldn't put too much stock in that blowhard that you were just talking about from the Republican side. Health care in this country is a major portion of our gross domestic product, our GDP. And if we don't get some control over it, it can expand and become a greater percentage of our GDP. I don't have all the numbers down exactly, but the Europeans have it under control that medical dollars don't consume, you know, a huge portion of the economy.
888-302-3684. We need to do something about health care before it controls our economy. Interesting. You've heard that echoed a lot this week. And it may be that there's something to that sentiment, that thought. Ty is listening to the Good Day program in Idaho on the Affordable Care Act.
they need to compromise. They need to fix it and make it work for everybody. If it's the law of the land and we have to obey by it, well, then let's fix it and make it right. Because I noticed the pushback for the Congress and other people that gave them waivers. But what about the American people? You know, we're the one backbone of this country.
Really? That's an informative overview. Thank you, sir. I'm not trying to be a wise guy. Maybe just a little. Here's Joe listening in Pennsylvania with the hots for Senator Cruz.
Just wanted to call to say I think Ted Cruz is a true patriot and trying to do the right thing. I believe he's trying to give the American people a heads up of really what's going on in the Congress and the Senate. Unfortunately, with the Reiners and his own party, he's not getting the benefit of the doubt.
I was thinking when somebody's focused on the American people, don't you like Kenny? I'm American.
Oh, yeah.
America.
That's right.
Right. All right. It's Friday. We have folks, we have license on Friday to be a little screwy. All right? And maybe take a few shots
absolutely
here and there that we might not have during the week. Kenya in the focus. Not much fun there this past week. So we got a couple of different reports on that as we decide what's going on here in the world. On Friday, it's 28 after the hour.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Save $700 on a 55-inch Panasonic 3D Smart LED TV, only $999.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/28/13. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Musicians, over 700 products representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vaporeon at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Good day, time is 33 after the hour. This is True North when it comes to what the truth really is. We have a lot of discussions here on the Good Day program that are important, and then there are some that aren't so important. Although I think from the point of view of a summary of things that are going on in the world, this past week was a tough one for the people who live in Kenya. And then that brought about a lot of discussion about whether the things that happened in Kenya are going to ripple around Africa, ripple into Europe, ripple around the rest of the world. And, of course, there were plenty of fear-mongers that were interested in spreading that around. 888-302-3684. Let's see here, or let's listen. Jimmy Cephalo on his radio program talked to Peter Greenberg, who's one of the travel experts on CBS, and this attack in Kenya, what it would have, the effect it would have, what do you think is going to happen for those who want to travel to Nairobi or to Kenya for some kind of safari? Is that all gone poof?
Let's talk about the aftermath of Nairobi, since you were there, yeah. the collapse of the mall now after the terrorist attack there. What happens to tourism there?
Well, the reason why that mall collapsed, by the way, is that when the fire started, the decision was made to continue to let it burn simply because they didn't understand how much or if any unexploded ammunition was in there. So even though the fire department was there, they did not attempt to douse the flames. They let it burn itself out.
Right.
Now, the answer to your question about the tourism is this. Here's a country that depends 12% of its GDP is on travel and tourism. 20% of its foreign cash revenue is travel and tourism. So this is a big hit if the tourism flatlines. Now, let's talk about the reality versus the perception. The reality is, 10 minutes away from the mall, everybody's going about their business as usual. Tourists are going out into the Masai Mara. No safety issues at all. They're going down to Mombasa to the waters there. They're watching the migration. So if you look at it just as the reality of the situation, it's not a problem. Now let's talk about the perception.
Mm.
People are scared.
Yeah.
The worst four-letter word that starts with F is fear. The United States this morning, as you may have heard on the news, has issued a global terrorism alert. Based on the information that they've gotten from their intelligence sources, that this may not be the first or the only, this wasn't the first, but not the only incident we may be experiencing.
Right.
What does that call into question? Just our awareness level. It shouldn't stop us from traveling. But it's one thing for me to say that. It's another thing for people to do that.
Right.
That's the reality.
Yeah, here's the worry I have, though, Peter. You've got Al-Shabaab saying that if the Kenyans don't get out of Somalia, that they are going to wind up doing more and more of this. You really don't know where that's going to evolve to.
Yes, but it also gets down to something else. Let's go back to 9/11. In the 12 years since 9/11, you have one choice to make when you think about it. Is Al-Qaeda 30,000 determined fanatical terrorists who are not afraid to die?
Right.
Or are there three guys in a garage in Brooklyn? Because, and I'm sort of tending towards the garage. And the reason for that is, in 12 years, you think they would have reloaded, at least in terms of attacking the United States.
Right.
The one thing that the Bush administration was successful in doing was in disrupting the command and control of Al-Qaeda, which is why Osama bin Laden was ending up in Abbottabad with two carrier pigeons and an old VHS player.
Correct.
Now, what does that mean in terms of intelligence sources? They have their work cut out for them, because what's being done today may not be done by Al-Qaeda, but it's being done in their name by all sorts of other groups that we haven't even heard about.
Right, like Al-Shabaab.
Let's get everybody scared. Let's work everybody up. Let's keep that going. Here's host David Blomquist with military analyst and former SEAL Frank Hoagland. They talk about the possibility of whatever went on in Nairobi happening here in the United States. So let's get the fear factor running.
When you take a look at what's happening over here in the United States, we've had three mall shootings recently. The most recent one was in April. You had an 18-year-old man wounding two in a mall in Virginia. The deadliest U.S. mall shooting in history occurred December 5th, 2007. You had nine people, including the gunman, die in a mall in Omaha, Nebraska. What would you tell people? I mean, let's face it, terrorists love this sort of attention. There's a lot of copycatting going on out there. I think it would be, I mean, let me ask you, being a former Navy SEAL and a guy who, you know, trained for stuff like this, would it be naive of us to think that this can't happen or won't happen here?
You know what it is? I mean, we're all talking about it right now, and that's the sad part. We can't even go to our public locations to do our shopping today without in the back of our head thinking, oh, my gosh, somebody could come out of the woodwork here and start shooting at us. You're right. If you're thinking that this is not going to happen to you, You're getting ready to fall on your own sword because you don't have a real plan to prepare. You are.
All right, you in the military, you guys call malls, sports arenas, hotels, restaurants, movie theaters, soft targets. Soft targets because they're easy to take advantage of. What pointers would you give people out there listening right now if they were in a sports arena, if they're in a mall, in a crowded area, gunshots ring out, you have a terrorist situation like we saw over in Kenya? What's the best advice that you could give people right now to ensure their safety and the safety of their loved ones?
This is what we look at, the preventive side of the house. First of all, barrier times. The less populated the area is, the better time it is to shop. The more populated it is, that's a greater opportunity for the bad guys. Parking. Park near an exit. Make sure your vehicle's parked towards the exit so you can just scream right on through it. If it's at night, you want to find lights. Park underneath the lights. You want to park where you can see your access points, how you're going to get into that location. Keep your head on a swivel all the time. Always pay attention to what's going on around you. Pay attention to the people that's sitting in their cars and they're messing around. Just try to guess what their intentions are. Always walk briskly. Don't kind of just move around slowly. You want to walk with a purpose. That'll make you a lesser of a target.
My God. Listen to that. 888-302-3684.
Fear.
My God. I'm going to read you something that I have become very attached to, a book that I received this week called The Thing You Think You Cannot Do, which is a focus by Dr. Gordon Livingston on fear and what it does to all of us, all of you. He writes in the introduction to the book, which is all about fear and how you get beyond it, "Fear is the central issue of our time. Once an adaptive emotion that protected our ancestors, fear has become a corrosive influence in modern life, eroding our ability to think clearly. Exploited for power by our political leadership and for money by the news media, fear is embedded in the way we think about our lives. Our preoccupation with safety is a natural reaction to our vulnerability to loss. At the same time, the search for perfect safety is absurd, given the inevitability of our reality. Even as our lives have become safer overall, our fears remain intact and lie actually at the foundation of our most revered institutions, notably religion. Americans live in an increasingly authoritarian society out of persistent fear that other tribes in distant places are a threat to our way of life, to our very existence. Over the last century, the apprehension has brought us to a continuing state of war, which shows no sign of abating. And although we congratulate ourselves for being a peace-loving people, think about what our national anthem says, and think about your, collectively, your fear. What does it take the form of? Is it pervasive? Is it worry? You know that 99% of what you fear or what you worry about will never take place. If you don't know that, you ought to know that, or you ought to think about it, because that's true. And this is an industry, the talk radio world, that is full of fearmongers. The talk television, news talk television, news on the front page of your newspaper or wherever it is that you get it, if you look at it and analyze what's there, you will find that they routinely employ the fear factor to try to get you the television news at 6 o'clock. When is the weather going to turn bad? Next at 6. Right? You know, that kind of stuff. What happened in that 3-car crash, and can it happen on your street? Next at 11. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. The inadequate way people go about trying to figure out what the news, it's not the news. It's another entertainment program. It gets right down to the core of your biography. I'm sorry, to your biology. So anyway, I thought that those of you who listen to this stuff and become, it's like tranquilizers, some of this stuff. It's just, all right. The UN General Assembly, the Arms Treaty, what happened at the UN this week? Thoughts on that, if you would like, 888-302-3684, 17 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Health writer and food activist Joe Robinson is best known as one of the pioneers of the local food movement. Her New York Times best-selling book, Eating on the Wild Side, overturns many common assumptions about cooking and nutrition. Author Joe Robinson.
I'm Joe Robinson, and I've spent the last 10 years researching a book about what we've done to our fruits and vegetables in terms of their nutrition, not over the last 50 or 100 years, but since we first became farmers 12,000 years ago. Through my research, I've discovered that we have been breeding really important compounds out of fruits and vegetables since we, you know, for 12,000 years. Our understanding of what's good for us to eat is constantly changing. But what I've been looking at is what we ate for 150,000 years, as long as we've been Homo sapiens. Many people think that the hunter-gatherer diet is not as healthy as the one we have today because we live so much longer. But if we were to take away everything we've learned about health and nutrition in the last 300 years in terms of vaccinations and sanitation and what causes disease and surgery, all of these things, it's estimated that we would live on average no longer than hunter-gatherers, and our lives would not be as healthy. We would be plagued with these diseases that they did not have. Basically, many people believe, and the research is beginning to show, that our present-day diseases of civilization are the result of what we've done to our food and our environment, and of course, our energy level.
Joe Robinson, author of the new book, Eating on the Wild Side. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
If
drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
What happened this week at the UN, the focus here of some conversation. Here are our hosts, Jack Harris and Ted Webb, talking to Hassan Giordano about the arms treaty that was signed this week at the UN.
Give us some clarity on what this UN arms treaty is all about.
Well, it's basically, you know, in its intent, good in terms of it's basically aiming at transferring guns or selling guns and giving arms and weapons to the bad guys, so to speak, to countries like the Sudan and Syria who have histories of using it against their own people or using it in the wrong manner. But for the NRA to say that all of a sudden that this is an attack on individual citizens' right to bear arms is totally disingenuous. I mean, that's not at all anywhere written in the treaty and is not the intent of the treaty or the 89 countries that have signed on to the treaty.
But how will it impact arms coming to this country, collectors and people like that? Is there going to be any impact on that?
No, it wouldn't. And this basic treaty basically says that the flow of arms can be going through to different countries, but it would basically put a somewhat of an international arms embargo on countries that have a history of using them in the wrong manner. So America would not, and it wouldn't. In other words, we've seen that arms that America has given to places like Afghanistan ended up in the hands of terrorists who ended up using them in the wrong manner. Osama bin Laden, case in point. But the bigger question is, how does it get done? You know, of the 89 countries that have signed on to the treaty, only four have actually ratified it, and America's prospect of ratifying it going through the Senate is even tougher with the supermajority that the two-thirds vote that it's going to need to get through the Senate.
There's no way that President Obama can use an executive action, executive order to get this thing ratified. It has to be ratified by the Senate.
It has to be ratified by Congress, by through the Senate, and it needs a two-thirds supermajority. And that's going to be, in and of itself, when you look at it right now, though Republicans are lined up, and that's all you need, is a Republican minority lined up behind it, and you don't get it passed, because it's not a simple majority. Again, it's the two-thirds majority. It's not even a three-fifths that we usually see with the 60 votes. So with the Republicans lined up against it, you can almost kiss it goodbye. It's not going anywhere. But you also have Democrats now who are coming out against it for some odd reason, especially when we see these terrorist attacks across seas. You would think that you would try to do any and everything to keep the arms out of the hands of the bad guys. But two cases in point. First of all, we know that you can sign any piece of legislation you want. Bad guys do not get guns from legal measures. So how far this, and will it be just a simple piece of paper that really has no effect? I think most people would say yes. But then for it to be coming from the Obama administration, I guess they seem to forget about what's called Fast and Furious.
Isn't there a movie called Fast and Furious? 888-302-3684. Here is a D in Connecticut, hopeful about the president talking to Iran as a result of the United Nations meeting this week.
I think it's good that President Obama is willing to talk to Iran and any country that want to, you know, become allies or make peace, because he campaigned in 2008 saying that he would, you know, have a conversation with Iran or any country, you know, that wanted to make peace and get rid of chemical weapons, et cetera, and things. So I think it's good. So he's only doing, if he would have a conversation with Iran leader today, you know, on that, he's only doing what he campaigned on in 2008.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, Doug, Steph, and Ken Kessler are here. We are here to overview the hot hits, the conversational items that are of interest and importance. And I guess let's have a debate and discussion. Want to talk about Obamacare or the Army tattoo policy?
Tattoos.
Tattoos. Okay. Tattoos have it. Here's host Tommy Tucker with military analyst Mike Lyons. They discuss a new policy announced this week. Maybe you've heard about it. The policy on tattoos, or what the Army thinks ought to be done if you're going into the Army. You got tattoos, or you get them when you're there? Not so fast there, bub.
The U.S. Army tightening up its restrictions on tattoos. And look, I don't know. I'm just a civilian, but as a citizen, I can tell you, I don't care how much ink the soldier has or doesn't have, so long as they're able to fight.
You know, this is about appearance, and the senior leadership of the military feels that the tattoos don't necessarily protect the most professional type appearance. They had to kind of hold their nose and change the recruitment policy back in 2006 and allow people in with tattoos below the elbow and the knee. But they're going to quickly change that policy going forward.
You're a major. Tell me, what's the what's your feeling on this, and does it matter as to the effectiveness of a soldier?
You know, a couple things are playing here. First of all, you have the millennials that are not happy about this because I saw a stat this morning that 40% of them have tattoos to begin with. But this is clearly something generational where, you know, again, the people running the military, they know that the younger folks in the ranks are not happy with this, and yet they're still going to change it. It's what they think. This is one of those kind of tests of wills in some ways, I think. You know, this is, you know, against this younger generation who doesn't really get used to hearing the word no. And so I think that this is about appearance. The senior leadership doesn't want to have pictures out there of people in the Army in particular in uniform with neck tattoos and tattoos on their hands and the like, where they could be perceived. They're not saying it, but those are the kind of things that they also associate with gang cultures, and that's just not something that the Army wants to be associated with.
So is this about the overall, I don't even know if you call it a stigma anymore with tattoos, or is it about gang worries?
You know, the thing is, the military's got to cut 80,000 people. The Army in particular has got to cut 80,000 troops out in the next 5 years. And all of the restrictions are going to become very much tightened up, let's say. The weight limits are going to be well enforced. All of the things that really weren't enforced during, you know, called the combat years, are going to be highly enforced now. So, you know, haircuts, shaving on when you're on leave, overweight, and tattoos are going to be all part of this, you know, appearance process that get with the program or leave the military. And I think, you know, we can cavil as to whether or not it has anything to do with your own readiness, but it's just something that the Army, you know, feels it's got to do going forward.
All right, here's another talk radio host named Denny Schaefer talking to one of his callers about these new restrictions.
I'm still trying to figure out why they would do this, unless it's a calculated plan to slow down or stop recruiting into the U.S. Army because they have a new tat rule, a new tattoo rule that says no tats below the elbow, no tats below the knee, no tattoos from the neck up. And I'm thinking, tattoos are now part of mainstream, aren't they? I mean, I don't have one, but they don't offend me. They don't bother me. I mean, some of them are creepy, especially the face tattoos. I mean, I can get it from the neck up. I can understand that. But they're worried about the Army looking less professional. I don't think that matters, does it? They have a job to do. You want them to do it, and tattoos should make a difference. So do you think it will hurt recruiting? What you got, Derek?
Hey, actually, I don't think it has anything to do with professionalism. I think what it really comes down to is the Army has become a recruiting business for gangs and extreme groups.
Wait. The Army has become a recruiting base for gangs?
And extreme groups, yes.
Wow, wait a minute. Can Muslims get tattoos?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think they can. So does that mean they're trying to recruit Muslims?
They might. But, you know, what it really comes down to is some extreme groups have actually recruited guys. And what they'll do is they'll send them off to the Army, get all the Army training, and then they'll come back after they're done with the Army, and then they'll be part of their extreme group. But in the meantime, tattoos are just another way of showing your, you know, gang affiliation, your group affiliation. So instead of having colors like red or blue, you have tattoo signs. And by not allowing them below the elbows, below the knees, or above the neck, you're hiding that symbol.
All right. The other item that's of interest that really bears more scrutiny, I bet there'll be more development on this over the weekend, is the discovery of water on Mars by the rover. That's pretty exciting, interesting stuff. So those of you getting ready to...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.